Madin Alier, the leader of cattle traders in Bor, says the attackers looted cash estimated to be in millions of South Sudanese pounds in the raid on the market Saturday.
They have killed two people and injured one person. They have also looted the money, but I cannot tell you the figure now. They shot at the traders randomly, and nobody knows who they were.
40-year-old Malwang Arongkon, who survived the attack, says he was shot in his left arm. Akon says the gunman fired indiscriminately and he couldn't identify who they were.
They start shooting at us and immediately keep shooting. They immediately killed someone who was with me and I started to run. They were hurt and missed me, but I kept running to the bush. They injured my arm. I don't know how much, but probably all the money because everything was left there when they attacked.
Alier says the Anyidi cattle auction, which attracts cattle traders from Pibor and Jonglei State, is deserted following the attack. Alier urges the police to apprehend the attackers and to provide security to protect cattle traders.
We ask the government to protect the cattle traders by deploying enough police officers in the area so that when incidents like what happened take place, they intervene immediately.
Major General Joseph Mayena Akon, the Jonglei State Police Commissioner, confirms the details of the attack. General Akon says government has dispatched security forces to the area and they have arrested one suspect.
They are making investigation and also the case is open. And even on Sunday, I heard somebody have been found where people were killed. And that guy is kept as a suspect. That guy. And I also urge our people, when such an incident takes place, I wish our people to be in the position of concord, so that the issue is understand or is understood. So let us say, wait and see.
General Akon says dozens of cattle abandoned by Murley traders from Pibor during the attack on the market have been collected and the police will hand the livestock over to the owners when they return.
They might thought that the one who killed people might be from the Murley. So immediately they were panicked and then they ran away, leaving behind them 94 cattle. And I told Deng Lukwak that you take care of those cows. These people will come back. We will immediately come back because to come and see their properties.
General Akon urges the people in Anyidi Payam not to assume who the attackers were and try to make revenge. Instead, he said they should allow the police to investigate to find the perpetrators. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.